The Florida Supreme Court is considering three capital cases after oral arguments in the past week. Meanwhile, the House and Senate are moving ahead with death penalty fixes. I'm Nick Evans. It's been 15 months since Florida executed a prisoner, but the gears of the state's capital sentencing system haven't stopped turning. Thursday, the court ordered new hearings in two cases and upheld sentences in two others. Over the course of multiple decisions last year, the state Supreme Court demanded unanimous jury verdicts. Thursday, the House and Senate took up measures to comply with those new requirements.
This bill makes that one change to current law. The bill requires that a unanimous jury, nothing less, must vote for a sentence of death in order for that sentence to be imposed.
That's Ocoee Democrat Randolph Bracey speaking from the Senate floor. The measure passed unanimously, and Palm Harbor Republican Representative Chris Sprouls has set up a similar bill for a Friday vote in the House. But the court's unanimity ruling, in a case known as Hearst, threw the fate of many on death row into doubt. The justices made the decision to grant new hearings for men and women whose cases were finalized after 2002. And now it's something of a central feature for defense attorneys arguing before the Supreme Court.
And I'd like to jump right to the most obvious, and that would be the Hearst error and the lack of unanimity.
I think I should first mention Hearst. It is my humble opinion that Mr. Peterson falls within the both the
I'd like to start with the Hearst issue, even though that this is a jury-waived case.
In two recent cases, the jury's recommendation was non-unanimous, which means the defendants are in line for new hearings. The state argues that death sentences should stand, contending a reasonable jury would have reached a unanimous decision if that was required at the time. But Valerie Linen, representing a man named Bessman Okafor, pushes back.
Because there was at least one juror that found the aggravation either hadn't been established beyond a reasonable doubt, that the aggravation did not outweigh the mitigation, mitigation was absent, but the aggravators were insufficient, or there is the chance that this juror just decided that justice was best served with mercy.
The third case is a bit more complicated. The defendant, named Edward Covington, waived his right to a jury. But when he did so, Florida still sentenced people to death with a simple majority. Meaning, from Covington's perspective, six jurors would have to back a life sentence for him to avoid the death penalty. Here's his attorney, Cynthia Dodge.
If the statute were constitutional at the time of this jury waiver, his calculation, his thought processes would be entirely different because he'd be looking at this jury and saying, do I have one vote?
On behalf of the state, Susan Bouchard argues Covington shouldn't be able to change his mind.
The defendant can't subvert his right to a jury finding by waiving it and then coming back and saying, no, I couldn't do that.
This week's opinion release also lifted a year-old stay of execution. It was placed on Michael Lambrix's death warrant last February. That stay signaled a halt to executions in Florida. Its removal clears the way for them to begin again. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.